Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We have more winter precipitation on the way, and to talk about it is Andy Parker. Andy, welcome back.
Hey, good to be here. Well,
let's start with right now. It's cold, Andy, and there are still slick spots, even driving in just a few hours ago around Western New York.
Yeah, this is going to be the warmest we feel in a number of days. So if you have an opportunity to go out and maybe scrape off some of the ice that's sitting on the front yard or sitting on the front walkway or the driveway, go ahead and do it now, because this will be the best weather we have to do that in the next couple of days. Things are going to get snowy, and then it's going to get cold, Joe.
So snowy and cold. The snow, I'm assuming, comes first. And what's that going to look like?
You know what? This is not – well, the timing is going to be good. It's going to start after the evening commute. So everybody's going to get home today. There's no worry that you're going to walk out and see a blinding lake effect snowband. As a matter of fact, we'll have the wind pick up a little bit this afternoon, and the clouds are already there. We're going to start to see the snowflakes anytime between 6 and 8. They'll initially target the city and the usual suspects inland along the thruway out to Batavia. And I think we're going to see a couple inches of snow this evening. We'll call it between 7 and midnight in that area. So I think the 2 to 4 inch range total for areas, let's say up to Kenmore, and then you go northeast off towards Batavia and Rochester. That corridor is going to be in line for several inches. You go north of that up to Lockport, you're really not going to pick much up. Niagara Falls is kind of on the outside looking in. That's up until midnight, Joe, and then it's going to start to move and shift. It'll go, blow through Chickawaga, Lancaster. It's going to kind of hop over them. West Seneca does not get a big hit out of this, and it'll realign itself a little bit further south. So we're going to talk Hamburg, Orchard Park, Angola, Boston Hills again. I think they'll get about 2 to 4 inches down there. That's where it'll be in the morning. So you're going to have to drive through some stuff that fell overnight near Buffalo, but most of the snow will be to the south in the morning. And it's going to be blowing around again. So we're not going to have the huge 50-mile-an-hour gusts, but we're going to have sustained winds at 15 to 20 with occasional gusts of 35, which when you have that type of snow, it's not going to be the slush stuff. It's going to be a little bit lighter because temperatures are colder, so it's going to blow around and drift a little bit more. Very uncomfortable, and you're going to have some slow travel in spots Thursday morning. No school closings out of this, nothing like that, but it's going to be more of that nuisance, give yourself a little extra time, and then the temperatures just keep going. They're going to fall through the 20s during the day, so we might start out at 26, 27 early in the morning, and by the time we come in the evening, it'll be around 19 or so, continuing on down into the single digits, buddy. I think it's going to be by Friday morning of what the coldest morning we've had in a long time.
Ooh, get up a few minutes early and get the heat on in the car.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead and hit the button. Hopefully, if so, you're looking for a good Christmas gift, that would be a good one. The remote starter is going to be a hot one this year.
For those listeners that might have to be out tonight, are we expecting a consistent snow between 7 and midnight? What's that going to look like? And you said 2 to 4 inches, but is there a time within that time that it's going to be the worst? And, you know, say, hey, I got to get something done between 8 and 10. What would be the best time to get out and do it?
Yeah, I think, well, the earlier the better, because then there's less on the roads. The roads are in great shape right now. They've all been handled and salted, and, you know, hopefully a lot of them are down to the pavement, especially in the metro and the north towns. But I think as we get past 8 o'clock in that corridor I talked about, the wind is going to come off the lake from southwest to northeast. So it's going to blow in through the city and then up along the thruway towards Batavia. So, you know, anybody in Clarence, Amherst, you know, Pembroke, even into, you know, downtown Buffalo in the immediate area, it's not going to be a wall of wind and snow. It's going to start, you know, the lake effect machine will start chugging out. You'll get some snowflakes in that 6 to 8 inch range. Maybe it'll start to stick a little bit after 8 o'clock in the evening. And then I think by the time you get to midnight, we'll have somewhere between 2 and 4 inches on the ground. So not debilitating, but it's going to be one where you're outside going, okay, it's winter. Here we go. And the roads go from grip to slip. And that's what you're going to find when we get to Thursday. I think there'll be some slick spots out there as well.
So Thursday morning, you said no school closures or anything, but you might need an extra few minutes to get to work. You know, don't press the snooze button on the alarm tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just like we had when we had that snow earlier this week. What we had earlier was that fine grain snow. It really wasn't like large flakes, and it became kind of a greasy snow on the roads and really snarled things for a while. I think what we get out of this is more of the larger fluffy flakes blowing around a bit, but still the same result is you're going to find any untreated roads be a little bit slick. But 2 to 4 inches certainly doesn't scare anybody, but this is more just that heads up so you're not the one caught behind the eight ball having to come up with an excuse why you were late and didn't know that we were going to get a little bit of snow.
It's funny you say that. I remember back when I was on with Sandy and we were doing a traffic. There was a traffic issue on the 90 and we kept on updating it. I was the one doing the read. And then right at 12, my dad and I left for Virginia taking the route. And I completely forgot that, oh, yeah, for 3 hours I've been talking about this backup and then got stuck back in it. So I got to make sure that I'm not doing that tomorrow. And I give myself plenty of time. Andy, you know me. I like to press fast forward. You talked about how cold Friday was going to be. We've got the Bills, Bengals, game moved up to 1 o'clock. What's that going to look like on Sunday?
It's going to be a cold one. You won't need the rain slicker, I can tell you that. We're going to jump right into the full-on winter gear. I think we're going to end up in the 20s in the afternoon. It's not going to be the coldest game ever, but it's going to be a cold one, and I think we're going to see some snow that comes in on Saturday, and then that should be exiting for the day on Sunday. It doesn't look like Sunday is going to be a big weather problem from the perspective of snow, but the cold will be there. Anytime you're going to be out in the cold in the 20s for a good chunk of time, you're going to want to be, you know, bundled up for this one. The winds don't look like a big factor either. So almost mid-December by the time this, well, at least the first week in December. So it's to be expected. And I think what we're going to get is about, you know, 20, 25, 30 degrees, somewhere in that range. And then you're going to have a northwest wind at around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Some fresh snow on the ground. So anybody that's doing the tailgate may have to move a little bit of frozen stuff out of the way, but I'm sure everybody will manage this one.
Oh, yeah. I got the boots. I got to go find my nice, comfy snow pants, and I'm ready. I'm ready for three more cold weather games at the old Highmark Stadium, because I try to be optimistic, Andy, but I really do think there's just the three left. I don't think there's going to be an extra win this year.
It's interesting looking at the playoff math. That calculator is a brilliant tool, and yeah, the door hasn't closed, but it's certainly, you know, you got to shoot the gap to get the right situation. I think you're right, Joe.
Sure do. Hey, Andy, always great catching up with you. And don't forget, if you want to catch up with Andy, at Andy Parker TV on socials and 716-503-ANDY. Text the word weather, and you'll be in touch with him. Andy, thank you so much.
Joe, it's been great. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.